Hello, 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 and welcome. I'm Justin Bader, and this is the Instructional Leadership Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We don't normally do this show live here on Facebook, but this is a special one, so I thought we would go ahead and broadcast this one and put it out to as wide an audience as possible, because I'm going to share with you some strategies in this episode for actually getting done the work that you need to get done this week by doing something that sometimes we grow cynical about. Sometimes we start to think is impossible in a world and in an environment where so much comes up, so much is just unpredictable. I want to assure you that gains are possible by planning your week. So this is episode 109 of the Instructional Leadership Show, Planning Your Week's Work. And in this episode, we're going to talk about how to use the planner. I have a planner for you. I have two different templates that I'm going to show you today. And I'm going to show you how to use those two templates to plan your week so that you get more of the most important work done each week. See, here's the thing. Every week, you spend time on two major categories of work. There is, on the one hand, other people's priorities, right? There's work that other people want you to do, and often they don't tell you in advance that they need you to do that work. They just come at you with an emergency. And of course, if you are a school leader, that's a certain chunk of the job, right? That's to some extent what we have signed up for when we become school leaders. We accept the fact that other people are going to come to us without a lot of notice, without an appointment, without giving us a heads up, that they're going to need something from us. And that's just part of the job, right? If you're joining live, leave a comment and let me know if you think that's just part of the job, right? This sense that I don't control my own time completely. Other people are sometimes entitled to some of my time and some of my attention under certain circumstances. There are certain issues, if they come up, then I legitimately need to deal with them. But on the other hand, we also have an obligation to be proactive about the work that is ours, that we know in advance that we need to get done. And to some extent, we need to protect that work. If we know in advance that we're going to have to work on a certain priority, maybe you have to get teacher evaluations done, or you have something to do with standardized testing, or just other district requirements, or things that need to happen around your campus, you know we've got to protect that time to some extent. And exactly to what extent is often something that we struggle with. So I want to share with you some tools this week that hopefully can help make some of that easier and make it more likely that you get the most important work done. If you recall the heyday of Stephen Covey, when Seven Habits of Highly Effective People came out, he called this the Covey Quadrants, or people referring to his work called it the Covey Quadrant. And we talked a lot about Quadrant 2, priorities that are important but not urgent. Right? And this has actually been around a lot longer than Covey. This is known as the Eisenhower Matrix, and it's kind of a decision-making tool for figuring out, is this something I should do right now? If it's urgent and important, do it right now. If it's important but not urgent, then maybe we need to schedule it. If it's not important, but it is urgent, needs to get handled, we can maybe delegate that. And if it's neither important nor urgent, you know, like a lot of your email is probably junk email, is neither important nor urgent, then of course we can just trash that. But most things need some sort of decision from us, at least. And a lot of that most important but not urgent work really needs to get on our calendar. We really have got to be intentional about that. And yet it is hard. It is hard to set aside time to work on things that don't necessarily have to get done right this second. So what do we do with that work? Well, what we tend to do, if you're anything like me, what we tend to do is we tend to deal with the problems that are in front of us, the urgent needs that people have. We know when they knock on the door, they say, hey, Justin, you got a minute? I really need you. Can you sign this for me? You know, we say, sure, whatever it is. We leap up from the desk when the radio goes off. If somebody needs help, we spring into action. And of course, that's the right thing to do most of the time. The problem is when that's the only thing we do, right? When that's all we do is react, because I don't think we can be successful in this job long-term if all we do is react. We have got to find a way to be proactive and to spend time accomplishing our priorities, not just other people's priorities. And this is tough for us, especially if you got into this line of work with a heart for servant leadership, with a mindset that you're here to empower and enable others to do their best work, right? If you have that servant leadership mindset, great. It is an excellent mindset. It is the best mindset to have as a leader, but it's not a good plan. Servant leadership is a great mindset, but not a great plan. Because what it can cause us to do over time is to simply become reactive about everything and only go when someone else needs us and never protect the time that we need to get our most important work done. So in this episode of the Instructional Leadership Show, we're talking about how to plan proactively so that you can still deal with everything else that comes up when it comes up, but you can still get your most important work done as well. Not that that tension ever goes away, not that this ever gets easy, but we can make it more likely that we get that most important work done if we plan proactively. So if you're tuning in live, just say hi, give me a wave emoji, or just say hi in the comments if you would. The first thing we're going to talk about is using the right units of time. And I'm going to suggest first a unit of time that I'm almost certain hardly anybody uses anymore, but I love it, it's almost magical, and I'm gonna give you a template that you can use to plan that work. I've got mine printed out here on my desk, and we will take a look at that in just a moment. We've got the Fortnite sprint plan template. So the Fortnite is the first unit of time that is often overlooked that we're gonna use to figure out how to get more done in the time available. And then the other unit of time is, of course, the day. And I know you plan your day, probably everybody more or less plans their day, but we're gonna take a particular focus on that and use points to make sure that we're not accounting just for the time, but for the mental energy that we need to get our work done. And that's going to give us both a daily and a weekly and even a 2-week kind of rolling forecast of what's on the docket. So the first tool that I want to share with you today is called the Fortnite Sprint Plan. And this is just very simple. If you'd like to download it, you can go to principalcenter.com/Fortnite-PDF. If you wanted to make your own, you could probably do this in Microsoft Word or Excel or Google Docs in 5 or 10 minutes, but I've got just a 2-page PDF if you want to print this out. And here is how it works. You want to print this out as a 2-page spread. So print it single-sided. Don't print this double-sided to save paper. You want this as 2 different sheets of paper so that you can lay it out flat on your desk and see 2 weeks. So you could write the dates across here and see not just this week, but the next week that's coming up as well. And you want to do a new one of those every week, right? So it's a 2-week template, but you want to do a new one every week so that you're always looking at the current week, but you're also looking at the week ahead as well, right? So you have 14 days planned at all times. And when a new week rolls around, you do a new template for the next 14 days. So definitely check that out, download that template and follow along for the next couple of minutes and you will know exactly how to use that. So the points aspect is really critical here. And this is a little bit counterintuitive. This is a little bit surprising. So let's talk about points, right? We say things like there are never enough hours in the day, right? There are only 24 hours in the day. Sometimes it feels like we have 26 hours worth of work, especially at this time of year. But it's not just about the amount of time that the work takes. It's also about the amount of mental energy or bandwidth. And that's a concept that we use kind of intuitively. We say, oh, I'm really wiped out. I'm just brain dead. Well, it turns out there's a lot of research behind that feeling of being wiped out or brain dead. Even if you're not physically sleepy, you can be exhausted mentally. And there's been some great research from Roy Baumeister and his colleagues represented in the book Willpower, Rediscovering the Greatest Human Strength, that describes how mental energy works. And my big takeaway from that is that mental energy is limited, right? In a given day, you're gonna be able to get a certain amount of work done. You're gonna get tired at a certain point. Different things can make you tired faster and different things can kind of recharge you. Have a little snack, that can help. But for the most part, we're working with a given budget of mental energy for the day. And the way to get the right work done is simply to budget that mental energy. So that's what I'm going to show you how to do now using the Fortnite Sprint Plan template. You wanna give yourself 10 points a day. Now the 10 points is a completely made up number. It's arbitrary. You could give yourself 100 points a day or 1,000 points a day. That would be totally fine. But 10 is simple, right? 10 is a manageable number. You can take a group of 10 points and you can divide them among a couple different things pretty easily. And it's not a whole lot of extra work. If we were doing 1,000 points and dividing those up and say, this task is 332 points and this task is 475, like that just gets too much to be too much. So keep this simple. Give yourself 10 points a day and say, okay, the work that I know about in advance that I'm going to plan to intentionally and deliberately get done today is going to be 10 points of work. And you just look at what's on your to-do list, what you need to accomplish, and say, okay, how many points is this particular task? How many points is that task? And then you can plan not only daily, but you can plan weekly using that scale. Again, it's not an absolute scale. My 10 points are going to be different from your 10 points. There's no real unit of measurement here. This is just a tool for estimating how much you can get done in a day so that you can estimate more and more realistically over time. So here is what that could look like. Let's start with a personal project example first. If you wanted to clean out the garage over the next week or two, you might brainstorm some tasks, and the Fortnite Sprint Plan template is designed so that you can use it without a whole lot of organization, right? Just brainstorm. What are all the things I need to do? You don't have to write them down in order. Just brainstorm. So here along the side, you can see I've got clean garage by shelving, assemble, organize, bag trash, take the trash out, go to the thrift store, return the lawnmower to the person that I borrowed it from, all these different things. And after you've done that brainstorming, then you can start to say to yourself, okay, what needs to happen on which day? What do I need to do first before I can do this other thing? Right, I have to go to the store and get the shelves before I can assemble the shelves. I have to assemble the shelves before I can put all those decorations, you know, get them off the floor and put them back on the shelf. So you can start to identify the sequences and the order of events that need to occur at the same time that you estimate how big a task each of those is going to be. So if organizing all the stuff in your garage is going to be a 3-point project, well, put 3 points on whatever day you're going to do that. So you might say to yourself, okay, Sunday, I'm going to assemble the shelves and organize stuff. And together, that's going to take a total of 4 points. Well, 4 points is kind of a lot. 4 points is a big proportion of your total for the day. So you might need to plan not to get too much else done that day. And especially if the work that you're thinking about is very mentally taxing, right? Like if you're going to have to write a difficult teacher evaluation or give a big presentation, maybe you've got a big district presentation coming up, anything like that that's really going to sap your energy, you want to have that in mind as you look at your Fortnite Sprint Planner for the day and for the week and say, okay, what do I need to maybe move around so that that particular day is not too crowded and not unrealistic in terms of how much energy I'm going to need to get all that work done. So you can kind of move things around a bit. Here is more of a work-related example. Let's say you are working on staff evaluations and there are some things that you could do over the weekend, like I've got reread the evaluation guidelines and email the staff. Those are things you could do over the weekend. You might want to schedule the email to go out on Monday or maybe Sunday night. But there are some things you could do on the weekend, and that's reflected here. There are other things, you see all these 2 and 3 point tasks here. There are other things that can only happen when staff are present in the building, right? So those have to happen on Monday through Friday. And then the write-ups, you might say, okay, I don't love to work on Saturdays, but sometimes you just need to come in on a Saturday and knock some things out. You might say to yourself, okay, I'm only gonna do this month. I'm only gonna do it once or twice to get these evaluations done, but I am gonna come in on a Saturday and knock these out. I'm gonna do 8 points of evaluation write-ups on Saturday. And your spouse might not be thrilled about that, but you know, sometimes that's what you've got to do to knock it out. Maybe you say, okay, I'm going to finish them up on Sunday and plan to do 6 points of work on this on Sunday. Again, not what I really want to do, but if we can be realistic with ourselves on paper in advance, we're much more likely to actually get things done and not be in that situation where we're under the, you know, down to the wire, under the gun, and really struggling to get things done. And when we're in that situation, that's when we have to really close the door and say, okay, I'm sorry, I can't help you. You know, I just don't have the bandwidth today. I really need to focus on this. The more we can plan to get our work done on a realistic schedule, the more we're going to be able to respond to people and to be available for people when they need help with something that we didn't know about in advance. So I think this is a really key strategy for being responsive, even though what we're doing is we're getting, non-classroom work done, right? We're not helping people directly, but we are doing things that need to get done. Other things can go on there kind of at random, right? So I've got the staff evaluations on here as kind of a big project with some subcomponents, but then I've got some other things on here that are standalone items. Like maybe there's a certain day when you deal with staff checkout and you just have to be available for people all day long and you can't really expect to get a whole lot of other work done. We're gonna have things like that during the year when you just know you're not gonna get a whole lot of, say, heavy duty writing done because of what has to happen that day. So for June 30th here, you can see I've got checkout with 6 points. 6 points is a lot. That's probably one of the bigger tasks you should have in a day. And in this case, I have 11 points total for Tuesday. So I did that on purpose. I went over 10 points to illustrate that if that happens to you, sometimes you might want to look at your plan for the day and say, okay, what can I move to a different day? Because 11 points, frankly, is kind of unrealistic. And if I'm setting myself up for failure, why not move some of those tasks to other days? Maybe I could do some of them earlier in the week. Maybe there are some things I could do later. Or maybe I could split up some of those big tasks so that I don't have to do so much just on that one day. So this is a tool for becoming more realistic in your planning, but it's also a tool for planning your day to day. So the second aspect of the planner is the daily page spreads. And these page spreads are designed to be printed double-sided. So I've got, let's see. Yeah, I've got the month printed out here. Oh, there's another Fortnite sprint plan template, but this is a two-page spread. And as you can see, there's one for every day of the week, so you can plan your weekend days, and then, of course, your weekdays. And what you want to do with the daily plan spreads is you want to write out your schedule. You want to review your Fortnite sprint plan, and then copy down anything, any tasks that need to get done on that particular day. So you're going to look at your electronic calendar. You're going to look at your Fortnite sprint plan template, and make yourself a scorecard for the day. Now, the daily scorecard is a neat tool here, because if you look at how this is laid out, it's like a to-do list, but the difference between this and a regular to-do list is that it's weighted with points. So if I have a 3-point task here, like if I need to write somebody a recommendation letter, let's say Steve needs a recommendation letter from me. I know that's gonna be a significant amount of work. I can write that there and then not just check that off when it's done, not just see it there as one more thing I have to do, but I can see that there as a 3-point item that's going to take a significant amount of work. And I can budget the mental energy for that. When I see that on my Fortnite sprint plan, I can look at my week and say, you know what, that's going to be a busy day because I've got to get this recommendation letter done for Steve. And it can help you prioritize more effectively when new stuff comes up, right? Sometimes when new stuff comes up, we just drop everything, right? We just say, oh yes, I will totally deal with whatever somebody is bringing me, because we don't have anything to compare it against, right? Sometimes when people come to us, they're not saying, Justin, I need you to drop everything you're doing and deal with my priority right this very instant. They're saying, hey, this is something I could use some help with. Do you have a minute? Are you free? And sometimes the answer to that question should be not really. I don't really have a ton of time. Like, how important is this? How urgent is it? Can I do it later? Because I've got some stuff that I really have to get done today. People respect hearing that if they know that we will get back to them when we can, or by the time they actually need us to. But we've got to have an answer ready. We've got to actually have some perspective on what needs to get done today other than other people's priorities. So what you're going to do on that daily page spread is write out your daily scorecard, which is a to-do list weighted with points, and then you're going to go through your day, get that stuff done, mark things off as you complete them, revise that plan based on what comes up, and you're going to update that Fortnite sprint plan. And as you do that over a period of weeks, you're going to become much, much, much better at estimating what you can get done in a day and figuring out when you've been unrealistic with your plans, right? And this is going to be different for everybody, because For some people, things like, say, writing teacher evaluations come very easily. For other people, they're a ton of work, they're very demanding, and you're just kind of wiped out after you do them. One thing that's exhausting for me, that I just know about myself, is that interviewing people is just completely exhausting to me. So you'd think that like writing and interviewing people would just be totally separate things that draw on totally separate banks of energy. Like, oh, I've got lots of energy to write, and I've got lots of energy to interview people, and they're separate. No, for me, they draw on the same kind of a brain battery. So I know I'm probably not going to be able to get a whole lot of writing and do a whole lot of interviews on the same day. They just don't fit well together. And when you figure out things like that for yourself, you can plan your days and budget your mental energy much more effectively. So as you use this process, you'll learn about yourself. What work is difficult for me? What's the most unpleasant kind of work for me? How much can I really get done in the day? And also, when are the best times, right? It may be that you can get some great writing done if you do it first thing in the morning, but if you wait until after people start showing up and needing you for things and interviews begin and things like that, then it's going to be very difficult to actually get that writing done. So the timing within the day is a big part of that. Let's talk about a few other features of the planner. As you'll see on the two-page spreads here, there are sections for daily gratitude, a leave at time, daily notes, and key conversations. So here we go. Right in the upper left-hand corner is a spot for daily gratitude. I think this is just a good idea to be able to dwell for a moment on things you're happy about, things you're grateful for, just a good way to start the day. You've of course got your daily scorecard and agenda. And what you can do is you can write your wake up time or your start time on there. You might choose to start with the time that you arrive or the time that you wake up at home, whatever works for you. Down here, I definitely wanna encourage you to plan tomorrow, to update your Fortnite sprint plan, and to say what time you're going to leave. Like, make yourself leave at 5 o'clock. If you don't have any more meetings after that, go home, give yourself a deadline, and you're gonna be much more efficient. Over here, you've got a place to take notes on any phone calls or meetings you have, and any key conversations. You know, if you're getting into classrooms and talking with teachers, that's a great place to document that and your follow-up as well. So definitely take advantage of that. We publish the Instructional Leadership Association Planner for our members every month. And in fact, we've actually gotten them done through the end of the year. So if you're a member, we'll send out an email shortly with the links to all those. If you want to print them for the rest of the year, go right ahead. A couple of practical tips on managing the actual planner. First of all, this is a hard copy planner. This is not an electronic document. This is not a Google Doc or anything that you can like electronically write on. So print this out, do that with a pen and paper. I think there's just something powerful about using a hard copy planner. You can carry it with you. You have an instant place to write things down. You don't have to fire up technology. It's just a better way to listen to people when you're on the phone or talking with them face to face. I personally love spiral binding this thing. So you can see I've got mine spiral bound here. If you don't have a spiral binder, you can just buy the coils and you can buy the pre-punched paper. It's not super cheap, but it is a really nice format to be able to use that planner in. I love having it spiral bound. You could also staple it or keep it in a binder or whatever works for you. Or if you have a nice like Franklin planner that you've used in the past, like the big one, the big monarch sized Franklin planner, you can get the hole punch and just hole punch this the way you like. And then my other tip is to use bookmarks. So I've just got post-it flags here to flip very quickly between the daily pages and the Fortnite sprint plan templates. You wanna be able to flip back and forth between those quickly. So hopefully that is helpful. And again, we've got these for every single month. So if you are an Instructional Leadership Association member, go to resources or check your email. And we typically send that out toward the end of the month for the coming month, but we've also got them ready through the end of the year. So print those out and you will be in great shape. I also mentioned getting into classrooms and talking with teachers. This is a terrific time of year to start planning your classroom visits by making a set of note cards for your teachers. Now, you may not know their schedules yet, you may have some hiring to do still, but you can at least get started with the people you know are coming back and write out their names and room numbers and so forth. You can, of course, change room numbers if you need to, but keep that set of cards handy to help you remember to get into classrooms. And every day, you just take the top three cards off the stack, go visit those teachers, write the date on the card, and put the card on the bottom of the stack, and that will keep you on track. Also, if you are an Instructional Leadership Association member, you have the audiobook of my book, Now We're Talking, 21 Days to High Performance Instructional Leadership. And that has a whole section on managing the work you're not doing yet and keeping your communications under control and maximizing your mental energy with habits. So we talked a little bit about the Baumeister research on willpower. That's summarized in chapter 10 of the book. So do check that out. If you remember, you should have a hard copy of the book. I've got mine here on the table. And this is a great time to reread that book. So Now We're Talking, 21 Days to High Performance Instructional Leadership. We'll probably do a book study on that pretty soon, but you've got the book, you've got the audiobook. And if for some reason you are not a member, we are having a year-end clearance sale. So stay tuned for information on that. You can join up, you can register your team, and we're having a big 25% discount for group registrations. Everybody gets the book, everybody gets access to the planners and everything we've talked about here, the audiobook. So do check that out. Again, if you are a member, thank you so much for being part of what we do at the Principal Center and making it possible. Definitely want to encourage you to check out the planner. Download those from our member dashboard or from your email and make good use of them. I would love to know how the planner is helping you to get more of that most important work done every day. That's it for this episode of the Instructional Leadership Show. This has been episode 109. I'm Justin Bader, and I will catch you next time. Take care.